The Rebbeinu Tam only says that by tzitzis, we are making the ma'isa mitzvah, then if you're not mechuyev nisha, can't make tzitzis. But here, sukkah, it's never called really you're making the ma'isa mitzvah. Because the ma'isa mitzvah is sitting under the shade, and the shade comes by itself. Who are doing my mitzvah bov yaveira? There's a famous Torah they all said around the Rama Paskin, that a shofar gzula, if you steal a shofar, and you hear the shmiya, somebody blows the shofar, you mekayim the mitzvah. And the Torah says, because what's the mitzvah by shofar? The shmiya. The hearing is the mitzvah. And the hearing is not called davar sheyesh b'mamish. You can't steal hearing. You can steal the shofar itself. If the mitzvah would be to hold the shofar, you wouldn't be yetzer the mitzvah. You stole the shofar, you can't be yetzer the mitzvah. But since the mitzvah is shmiya, hear the curl, a curl is less by mamish, you can't steal the curl. It's not called the mitzvah above your veyrim. So the same shot here also by sukkah. If you steal a sukkah and you sit under the tzeil, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is sitting under the tzeil, the shade. The shade is not a davar sheyesh b'mamish, it's like hearing something. There's no issur gezel upon the shade. So l'maishi, you would be mekayim the mitzvah, because this shade, the tzeil, is no gzela. Nothing happened to the shade, the shade came by itself. So since the mitzvah sukkah is to sit under the tzeil, under the shade, so the shade is like a davar sheyesh b'mamish, it's not checked out gzela on it. Therefore, in Svarai, would say you would be yotzei the mitzvah with a sukkah gzula. Even though a mitzvah there is a psalm of the Raisam, that's where the mitzvah is, the ma'isa. If you want to be yotzei tzitzis, if you steal tzitzis, you won't be yotzei the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Yavera. Mashenkin by sukkah, if you steal somebody's sukkah, since the mitzvah is that sale, the shade comes by itself, you would be yotzei the mitzvah. That's where I need a new pasuk here of Luchot to teach us sukkah gzula's pasuk. The next Mishnah.
If somebody makes a sukkah underneath a tree, is kilu osa b'techa bayis? It's possible. It's as if he made the sukkah in his house. Everybody knows you make a sukkah in your house, it's no good. If you make a sukkah underneath a tree, also now makayim it's a sukkah. We'll soon see all the tznoyim exactly what type of a tree we're talking about. So Rashi says, "Upsula katani b'brayis b'gemara." Here, sukkah agabe sukkah. Let's say you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah. Is hell yonik shayra. The top sukkah is kosher, you can sit there. Then you have a good floor, you won't fall in. And vatachtayne psula, but the bottom sukkah is possible. A sukkah as tachas another sukkah is no good. We have Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu said it depends. It means urine vel yonik, if nobody's living in the top sukkah, hatachtayne shayra. Then the bottom one is kosher. In other words, the top one is so weak that it's not livable there, it's like not called a sukkah, therefore the bottom one is kshayra. But if the top one is livable, so then the bottom one has a psul that's underneath another sukkah, that's called sukkah. Tachas sukkah is no good. We'll see in the Gemara why. Trashe tachtoin the psula, tishnei sikhin yeshlo. If you're sitting in the bottom sukkah, there are two schachs on top of it. Okra posul sukkah tachas sukkah klakamon. So there is a kosiv, you have to be on the one schach and not on the two schachs. If you're on the two schachs, that's a posul sukkah. It means you're in the Gemara horoshlov. You know, but if the top one, you can't live. It's so weak, you can't live on the top one. So Melo, the bottom one is called only like one sukkah. The top one is not called like a sukkah. The bottom one is not called a sukkah underneath another sukkah. So therefore, you could be yaitse with the bottom sukkah. I will see in the Gemara. So I get to the beginning of the Mishnah says, if you make your sukkah underneath a tree, underneath the leaves, the branches of a tree, it's like you make it in your house, that you're not yaitse. Omar Robus, Robus said like this, Loishano, this is only said, we only learned this, Ela be'ilon by a tree, shed silsoi meruba mechamosai, that the shade coming out of this tree, there's more shade than sun. In other words, it has a lot of branches there, a lot of leaves there, and if you wouldn't have a sukkah at all, in the floor, underneath the tree, there'd be much more shade than there'd be a sun. Now, if you put a sukkah underneath there, it's a possible sukkah, because they say, where is the shade coming from? It's coming from the tree, it's not coming from the sukkah. Therefore, the sukkah is possible. Let's say you have a tree, but it has very little branches. There's more sun coming through than there is shade. So maybe we say the tree is not like a tzchach altogether. So then ksheira. Then if you have a sukkah underneath the tree, it's a kosher sukkah. Ksheira. Then the sukkah is okay. So Mara says, first me my, what's your raya? Midiktoni, because the Mishnah says, kilu osa b'techa bayis. The Mishnah says the sukkah is considered as if you made the sukkah inside your house. Kilu osa b'techa bayis. Is lomali lemisna, why did the Mishnah have to say such a lashon? Kilu osa b'techa bayis. It's as if you made the sukkah inside your house. Listen, psula. Let the Mishnah say poshut garet. If you make a sukkah underneath a tree, it's psula. You're not yaitz, it's no good a sukkah.
Why does the Mishnah have to say such a lashon that it's kilu you made inside your house? Elo, the Mishnah wants to explain to us that what type of a tree do I say if you make your sukkah under the tree that's no good? Elo kamashvelon, the ilon dumi the bayis, only a tree that's like a house, like the roof of your house. That ma bayis, just like a house, the roof there is avada tzilsum ube mechamosoi. You have more shade coming down than you have sun, like a roof. Hakaman has no sun; it's all shade. There's more shade than there is sun. That's the roof of a house. Is af ilon, the same thing by a tree here, that we say if you make your sukkah under the tree, that's possum, af ilon is dafka, tzilsoi, merubi, mechamosoi. We're talking about there's more shade than cham, than sun. So therefore, since there's more shade there, and the shade comes from the tree, which is possum schach, because it's mechubu lekaka, something that's attached to the ground is possum for schach. You can only use something after it's tallest, it's chopped off. The cold one is attached to the ground, it's growing, you can't use it for schach. So since there's more shade from the tree, it's possible a shade, therefore the sukkah on the bottom is possible. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, lom li lemisni kilu wasa techa bayis. Mi hu kroa de naklon techa bayis naklon techa zilon. Lom li lemisni hobho. I mean the same possible that is possible inside the house is possible under a tree. So what do you have to say? One is taller than the other one. And so the teretz is that one is taller than the other one to teach us only such a tree that has more shade than sun. So Mara says though, but what's going to be now? But it's mashma. Let's say the tree has very little branches, very little leaves, and there's more sun coming through than there is shade. Then you want to tell me what? That if you have your sukkah on the ground, it's a kosher sukkah. It's good. For the Gemara, my heve, why do you say it's kosher? Hakom it's star of schach posol, pahad is schach kosher. The chru is still using the tree, like the tree is still on top of your sukkah. So true, the tree itself is not a cut, doesn't have enough schach there. There's more sun coming through. But I call upon him, there is some shade coming from the tree. And the chur, the shade that comes from the tree is posle schach. So chur, hokom et sarif, you're using schach posle, like the tree shade, ba'ad is schach kosher. With your schach that's kosher, so how could you have a kosher sukkah? Why is your bottom sukkah kosher? The chur, you still have branches on top. Even though there's more sun, but you still have branches there. So this is a big machlokes is showing him exactly what the case we're talking about. Well, let's see Rashi. Rashi learns hakom et starif schach posel. Rashi learns mechubur, the tree itself, since it's still attached to the ground, schach posel. You can't use something attached to the ground for schach. The exiv the posel says bi'os mechom migornchom yikvecha. You have to collect together things from migornchom yikvecha, from your warehouse. Bimasha tamase migornchom, what you collect together from your warehouse. Also sukosechom. So suppose the tzeilas gerin from the leftovers of the gerin of the wheat, of the shaft of the wheat, could go in kashin like straw, or the tzeilas yikav going askerlas leftover of the grapes, reikonis uzmoiras the twigs, alma tolish binim. A core point of the tzchach, you have to have something that's tolish that's taken off the ground. If it's not tolish, if it's attached to the ground, it's no good. So now the kasher is o mahani tzeil ilan. You're still using the tzeil of the ilan. You're still using the shade of the tree. Letel aschach with the shade of the schach lahashlin silosa shosukam. That's the Rashlin's al Gemara. In other words, we're talking about that the sukkah on the bottom doesn't have enough shade. There's not enough schach on the sukkah itself. If you just use the schach on top of the sukkah, there'll be more sun coming in than shade. Why is it good now? Only because you're also using the branches on top of the tree. Like you use the branches of the tree and the schach, the little schach you have on top of your sukkah now, together there's more shade, more tzel than cham. That's the case we're talking about. So that's the Gemara's good kasha then. So why is the sukkah kosher? From the schach on top of the sukkah alone, it's not kosher. You don't have enough shade. You have more sun. Now why do you want to say it's kosher? Because you're also using the branches on top of the tree that now together there's going to be more shade. But the branches of the tree you can't use. That's poslo schach. You can't use that to help you make the shade of the sukkah. So that's the Gemara's kasha. V'chichamosu mitzulsa mahevi. So what? Hokom etzarav tzchach posom bad etzchach kosher. You're coming on to use the tree to make the sukkah kosher, and that's not true. You're not allowed to use the tree to make a sukkah kosher. Kozum on the tree is attached to the ground. It's posel tzchach. So the Rashi learns is very good. We're talking about now clearly that your bottom sukkah does not have enough tzchach by itself. It's only kosher because you're also going to use the sail, the shadow of the tree, and that's a postle tree. It's postle tzach. You can't use it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can you put the two together? And this the Gemara answers. Omar Rapop. Rapop says like this. Bishechovton. We're talking about now. You have to lower down the branch. You don't even have to cut off the branch. Chiddush. The branch could still be attached to the tree, but as long as you lower down the branch, that now it's mamash on top of the tzach. And it's a smar like it's like Gemara said later. Well, let's see Rashi. Rashi bishachovton hishpil just lowered down enough of the branches lamato to be on top of the sukkah muravim im schach kosher. Now it's like mixed up together. The tree is mixed up together with the schach on top of the sukkah. V'yeinir and ben, and you can't really tell now which is the tree and which is the kosher schach. O schach kosher rabalov, and you have more kosher schach. Then you have poslus chach. Therefore, mevatlo, it's bottle. In other words, the kosher chach is mevatlo the poslus chach. The midiraisa, kol mili bottom rubai. One and two becomes bottle. Katan b'masnisin. Imoyasichach merubim and kshera. If you have more chach kosher and a little bit chach poslus, the little bit chach poslus becomes bottle b'rayv. So it's interesting. All you have to do is take your tree now, take this branch, and lower down the branch to be on top of the sukkah, and take your schach, like mix it up. It's on top of this branch. So now when you look, you don't see clearly what's the branch and what's the schach. Therefore, since you have more kosher schach than you have the branch, it's bottle b'roiv. Now that it's bottle b'roiv, the whole thing becomes kosher schach. Now you can mitzarf. It's like the tree is not here anymore. But lemaisa in this sukkah now, you have more shade than you have sun. Therefore, it's a kosher schach. So even though the tree, the branch itself, is still attached to the ground, it's mamash postle schach. But the klal of bottle b'roiv, chad one is bottle two. When you lower down the branch and you can't see the branch anymore, it's not nicker. There's loch of bit of b'roiv, and now that it becomes bottle b'roiv, it all becomes kosher schach. That's the chiddush of our mishnah. That when do you make, when if you make your sukkah under the tree as a postle, only if the tree by itself has roiv tzel. But when there's not roiv tzel, when there's only a little bit tzel for the tree, then if you lower down the tree into the sukkah, it becomes both the roiv and its kosher. If you had the Gemara, if you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about, that you're lowering down the tree, then what's the chiddush? Moria is such a poshut thing like pshitus kosher. What do you mean? What's the chiddush here? If you're lowering down the branch, then now it comes on top of the sukkah, and the kosher schach is mixed up with this postle schach, that you can't tell it's both the broiv, pshit it's all kosher. The Gemara says, no. Ma'ad ha'tem, I would have thought, nigzer, let's make a gzera. Midrabbonim, we should say it's no good. Heicha d'choftan, in the case that you lower down this branch, let's say it's no good. You know why? A gzera, because otu heicha d'loi choftan. Maybe you'll be mafshir, you'll say it's kosher, even in a place that you don't lower down the branch. Kamash v'lon loy gazrinin. That's the chiddush of our mishnah, you don't make this gzera. No. If you don't lower down the branch, then avada with posel, the way Rashi learns. Because the schach on top of the sukkah itself is posel schach. I mean, you don't have enough, not posel, you don't have enough. You only have a few branches on top of your sukkah, there's more sun coming in. Why do you want to make a kosher? Because you have the tree on top, but on top it's nicker claw, it's a tree, it's no good. So when it's up, we say it's posel. But when you lower it down though, now it's but the brave, we don't make any gzera, it's like a kosher. That's the chiddush of our mishnah. Tomorrow says, so nami tamina. We learned that this also, Mishnah later, like, Hidla le'as ha'gefen. If you have the gefen, the vines, and you lower it down on top of your schach. V'yes ha'dlas, the same thing, the pumpkins, you lower it down, the leaves thereof, you lower it down on top of your schach. V'yes ha'kisum, also type of leaves there. Shrashi, kisum means eitzev, a grass. Ha'mespashit mo'ed, it grows very long. U'shroshev kilon, and its roots are like a tree. V'ikra kilon, and the bark is also like a tree. Kids, it has a lot of leaves coming up. So Hidla, you lower down these things on top of the sukkah. For sichach agabon psula, and you make schach on top of them. You should know it's posel. Rashi psula mishum mechuber. Because if you use these things for the schach, they're posel, because they're mechuber, they're still attached to the ground. V'yemhoya sichach harben hen. But let's say these are not the main ingredients. You have much more kosher schach there than you have these vines, these leaves that are mechuber. Or else if you cut off the vine, you cut off the leaves, then share it's kosher. So there's enough in the Mishnah later. So in the case we have these vines, you have the leaves that are growing, and you put it on top of your sukkah, l'shem schach. So if you have more kosher schach there, and it's mixed up together, becomes bottle b'roiv, you have more schach kosher than schach posel, you're allowed to use this schach posel, so that's bottle b'roiv, and you're allowed to use it for your schach. So you see this halacha from the Mishnah later. So what's the chiddush in our Mishnah here also? That you're telling me now if the sukkah has only a little bit tzchach, you're allowed to use that tzchach with the bottom tzchach if it's mixed up together. We know it's for the next Mishnah. So what do you need two Mishnahs for? So Mar says, how is the next Mishnah talking about? If you did not lower down the vines, if you didn't lower it down, like you didn't mix it up, so it's possible then. You can't use vines that are growing to be part of a schach if you can see clearly it's growing. If it's on top of the sukkah, it's not mixed up together, so pshit is posel schach, you can't use the two together. Elolav, what is the next Mishnah talking about? Kishachovton. You have to say the next Mishnah is talking about that those vines, you also lower down. And you mix it up with your kosher schach, and even though now together you have the roived sale. If you wouldn't have the posel schach, then you wouldn't have a roived sale. You only have the majority of shade because of the posel schach, still it's kosher. O shema minad loy gazrinan. You see clearly for the next Mishnah, we don't make this gezeirah. And we say, no, now that you lowered down the vines, and they're mixed up together with your schach, so rov of the schach is kosher schach, it's bottom rov the posel schach, and you can use it to make up rov of the tzel. So you see, we don't make any gezeirah. We see anyway the sukkah is kosher. So what are we two Mishnahs in for? So Marin says, ma the time I would have thought, hani mili, when does the next Mishnah say that if you take your vine and you lower on top of your sukkah and your schach and your mavatla there's kosher? Hani mili v'dievet, if it was done, like maybe the chilul at the beginning you're not supposed to do that. If you don't have kosher schach, you can't use the vine that way. You're supposed to buy, get kosher schach. V'dievet though, if you did it already, then we say the sukkah is kosher. Avol the chilul loy. But I would think with the chila, if you want to go make a sukkah, you're not allowed to make a sukkah like that. You can't make a sukkah that you have only the schach, kosher schach, doesn't make rove tzel, doesn't make enough shade. So you want to take the vines that are still attached to the ground and throw it on top of your sukkah and mix it up together, and now together you have rove tzel, then maybe I would think the chila shouldn't do that. Kamash B'loh, now Mishnah, second time to say no. Even lechatchila, you're allowed to make such a sukkah. And that's not lalacha right there. Lechatchila, you're allowed to make such a sukkah. If you have your schach posel, that's murav mixed up together with schach kosher, then we say it's botel chad betray, and now all of it has a din like schach that's kosher, and you're allowed to use your sukkah. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Then when do we say if the tree is on top of your sukkah, it's no good? Only if the tree has roved tzel. But if the tree has very little branches, only a little bit tzel, more sun, and if you lower it down on the bottom, then it's kosher. But the Gemara says, if you don't lower it down though, if the schach is standing above, that the tree, you could tell it's a tree, then it doesn't know. Then even though the tree on top has a few branches, it's mainly sun coming through, not sail, then our Gemara says, if you have on bottom your sukkah, still it's no good. It's only kosher when you bring this schach down to mix it up together. You can't tell it's there. But if the schach is standing above, then it's possible. That's what our Gemara says. So Rashi learned, so far we said one shita. Rashi shita was, why is the posel? We're talking about now that even though this tree is on top and there's more sun coming down, but the reason why this sukkah is posel, because the sukkah by itself doesn't have enough schach. The sukkah by itself has more sun than shade. The only reason why there's more shade in the sukkah is because they're using the tree also. This little bit of shade that comes from the tree makes it now when the sukkah is more shade. So that's why it's posel. Because you can't use the tree. The tree, you can see clearly, is posel schach. The tree is a tree. It's attached to the ground. So you can't use the tree. So you have to like, take away the tree. So just the schach you have under your sukkah, you don't have enough schach atop your sukkah. There's more sun coming through. That's why it's posel. That's why Rashi learns. But Mashma from Rashi Shita, let's say you have a kosher sukkah. You have mamash enough schach on top of your sukkah. Even though you have a tree on top of you, so what? Still will be kosher. That would be Rashi Shita. I don't care if the tree is on top of you. So what? Like Dalmi Yachah, take the tree away. I have a kosher sukkah here. Since the sukkah l'maisa itself has robed tzeil, it would be a kosher sukkah. That's Rashi Shita. The fact something is on top of you doesn't make a difference. And Tosis brings rise from that. Really, we had Gemaras before. We had Gemaras before, if you have Yeschach, Lamala Mechof. So Lamala Mechof is Pasla Schach. We had before, let's say Hutzin, some strings are hanging down. And the bottom part of the Schach comes within 20 Amos. So we say if these bottom pieces hanging down has enough Kosher Schach there, it's enough to make sail, more shade, it's a Kosher Sukkah. So kasher is, why is the kasher sukkah? The chur, you have a whole layer of schach on top, that's posel schach. Since the top layer of schach is the malamechov, that's posel schach. So why do we say you're allowed to use the bottom sukkah? Because the hutzin, the bottom schach comes down within 20, and that schach has roped sail, but the chur, you have a whole layer of posel schach on top of that. It's the malamechov. So that's places right like Rashi Shita, that really what's on top of the sukkah, I'd say, dal miyachi, get it out of here, I don't need it. I have my own kosher sukkah on the bottom, it has rove sail, there's enough sail on the bottom, that alone is a kosher sukkah. The only reason why our Gemara says it's no good, because here we're talking about the schach on top of your sukkah is not kosher. You don't have enough sail, you have more sun coming in than you have shade. Where are you going to get your most shade? From the tree. That's no good, you can't use the tree to mitzarev for the bottom. But in the case where you have kosher schach, and the mushroom in our backyard, if you have a tree above you, according to Rashi, it'd be kosher. Even though the tree is mamash all on top of your sukkah, but since lamaisa on the schach of the sukkah itself, you have kosher schach, you have robed sail, so we say, dal miyachi, take away the top tree, it would be kosher. That's the way it should come out according to Rashi Shita. However, Toys being Zan, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is not like that. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that anything above your tree, above your schach, if it's posel schach, it makes it that the shade that comes down from that is posel shade. So therefore, if you have a tree above your sukkah, even though your sukkah itself has roped sail, still it's posel. Because lemaisa, what's causing the shade? The tree. So you have to look at if the shade that's coming down underneath the tree is posel shade. So therefore, the schach is posel. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So Rabbeinu Tam learns our Gemara's lav dafka that you don't have enough schach under your tree. It's even when you have on your sukkah. It's even if you have enough schach on top of your sukkah. But still, the tree above your sukkah, that shade that's coming from the tree is posel. So Melech, Rabbeinu Tam will be enough kamina. Let's say there's only a small branch on top of your sukkah. A small branch. So the mushroom, the makam of that branch, let's say it come down to your sukkah and hollow out that. You have schach all of your sukkah. Make that space. Let's say the branch is 3 inches long, 3 inches wide. So take 3 inches wide of your sukkah and make believe there's no schach there. Now, if you still have rope sail, then avad your sukkah still be kosher. Because like dal mihochi, that schach, dal take away your schach here, you still have rope sail. But let's say in a case where the branches on top would be enough, that if you have to take away the space underneath those branches, you won't have enough sukkah then sail, then it'll be possible according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. I was a Rabbeinu Tam do the Gemara before that if you have your schach lamala mechof, that we say if you have the schach coming down, the bottom schach is kosher. You have a top layer of schach psul on top. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is the difference. Schach lamala mechof is not really a psul in the schach. The schach really is kosher schach. It's just in the wrong place. That's not called posel schach. That doesn't cause shade to say it's posel. If you have a tree on top of your sukkah, a tree is posel schach. That's real psul. So when the tree is on top of your sukkah, then we say, what's causing the shade, the tree? You have to look as if there's no shade here in the sukkah in that place. But when you have kosher schach, just as lamala mechov, it's not called the posel schach. It's just you can't use that schach to match your sukkah. But it's not a psul in the yetzim chetza. The yetzim chetza is kosher schach. Therefore, we could look as if that schach is not there altogether. And if you have your strings of schach coming down within 20, that kosher becomes kosher. But I call upon him, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't make your sukkah under a tree, or at least whatever is underneath the tree, you have to look as if there's no schach on top of your sukkah. And if still you would have roped sail, mechama, then it's kosher. And halacha lemaisa, we're always machal according to both shittas. We try not to make the sukkah under the tree to be yetzer Rabbeinu Tam shittah also. That the smokum of the tree on top of your sukkah is like there's no schach on that mokum. But Mor says, then the Mishnah says, sukkah gabi sukkah. If you have a sukkah on top of another sukkah, it's no good. So Tana Rabban, Bryce would learn like this. Pasuk says, ba sukkah is teshu. Supposed to sit inside a sukkah. So we dash in voloy the sukkah shetaka the sukkah. And not one sukkah underneath another sukkah. That's called ba sukkah is in one and not in two. Voloy the sukkah shetaka silen. And not in a sukkah underneath a tree, it's the same thing. A tree makes shade. And you're supposed to be under a sukkah that makes shade. And not a sukkah under a tree. And not with a sukkah under a house, the same thing. It's not called you're sitting under the shade of the sukkah. You're sitting under the shade of a house. So you can't have a sukkah under another sukkah, under a house, or under a tree. It's all the same soul. You have to be under a sukkah that sail has to come from your sukkah, and not from something above it. For the Gemara, from this pasuk, Adarabba, Ba'asukas tati mashma, we read it. Ba'asukas teshma, we read it with the vav. With mashma loshen rabin. Fakir. So mashma sit in two sukkas. Ba'asukas teshma, sit in two sukkas, just the opposite. Mashma is a hidden mitzvah. Make a sukkah on top of a sukkah, sit in the both of them. That's the hidden with mashma. Fakir. Mashma is good. Now the rabba. Ba'asukas tati mashma. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Ba'asukas ksiv. The way the Masoreth, the Torah written, it's written without the vav. It's written the loshen yochid. So the reason why it's written that way, it teaches the drasha that you have to sit in one sukkah and not in two sukkahs. Now Omri, Omri of Yirmiyah, pomim, it depends though. Shesteim ksheris. If you have a sukkah underneath another sukkah, they're all different halachas. Sometimes both sukkahs are kosher, the bottom and the top one. Pomim shesteim sulis. Sometimes a sukkah on top of another sukkah, both can be posel. Pomim shatachtoinik sheris, sometimes the bottom one could be kosher, v'el yoinip sula, only the top one is no good. And pomim just the opposite. Shatachtoinip sula, the bottom sukkah is no good, v'el yoinik sheris, and the top sukkah could be good. How do you have it? Pomim shashtoinik sheris. Sometimes you have it, both sukkahs are kosher. The top and the bottom both are kosher. How do we have it? Hechidam, what's the case? Kegoin shatachtoina chamso neruba mitzulsum. The bottom one has more sun than shade. So the bottom schach is not called a roof. The chal is not called a roof. The top sukkah, that has the good roof. That has the schach that makes roved sail. So Nela and the kaim el yoinah b'tech esrim. That the top schach is also within 20 yamas from the floor. So in such a case, it's not really called the bottom sukkah is underneath another sukkah. Because the bottom sukkah by itself is not called a sukkah. It's like really called one big sukkah. You have your top sukkah and your bottom sukkah. If the bottom sukkah, its chach, is more cham, more sun than shade, so it's not called the roof altogether. It's like you don't have a roof there. So, Maisa, when you're sitting in the bottom sukkah, under how many roofs are you eating? Only under one roof. It's only the top roof that's kosher. The top roof is the one that has chamsa, silsa, roof and mechamsa. So, really, you're only sitting under one sukkah. So let's say, how could you sit on the top sukkah? Okay, you have beams going across, and you put your table, your chair on top of the beams. But the mice, all you have is a few beams going across, but it's not called a roof, because there's more sun coming through than shade. So merely eating in the bottom sukkah is kosher, because how many roofs do you have here? Really only one top roof. So you can eat any place underneath this roof, you can eat. On the bottom floor, top floor, you can eat, because they're both under one sukkah. So providing the top schach is within 20 yamas, it's kosher. That's the case that both are ksheris. Pomim shesteim sula. Sometimes both sukkahs are posel. Hechidomi, that's the case. Going to Tavayo Tzilsumuvi Mechamosim. Both of them have good schachs. They're two good roofs here. The Kaimel Yoinel Amalam Yesrim. And the top roof, the top schach, is more than 20 yamas above. So, Melo, the top sukkah is posel because it's Lamala Mechof. The bottom sukkah is kosher because it's called a sukkah, Tachas a sukkah. Since the bottom roof is underneath the top roof, the bottom roof is no good. Even though the bottom roof is within 20 yamas off the ground, but since it's underneath the top roof, it's posel. That's the case that both sukkahs are posel. Pomish atachtoinik sheira vel yoina psula. Sometimes we care the bottom is good, the top is posel, domi. Going to atachtoinik tzulsumu mechamoso, vel yoina chamoso mechamoso. The karma tabayab to echesrim. That the bottom one has good sail, has more sail, and the top one doesn't have enough sail. Therefore, the top one is not called the roof. So the bottom one is kosher, and the top one is posel. Pomish al yoina sheira atachtoinik psula, domi. Going to tavayo tzulsumu mechamoso. Both of them are tzulsumu mechamoso. The karma yoina to echesrim. So therefore, since the top one is lamata meyesrim, the top one is a kosher sukkah. But the bottom one is posel, because the bottom one is a sukkah. Tachas a sukkah, that's posel. All right, we'll stop here.